The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In John's Gospel, Jesus' ministry begins with the call of disciples, who then brings others to Jesus. Philip's friend Nathanael moves from skepticism to faith when he accepts the invitation to come and see. I begin reading at verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you have ever used a phone before? Anybody ever use a phone? Probably just about everybody in here has used a phone at one time or another. Now, tell me how it works. Probably most of us can't say exactly how the phone works. There may be a few of us who are smart enough to know or worked in that area to know how your voice can travel through wires or through airwaves or through cell towers, or data can be transmitted, or pictures can be transmitted, movies can be transmitted, all into a phone. But for most of us, we don't understand. But when that phone rings or jingles or makes a tune or whatever it does, we answer it. We pick it up, and there's a voice at the other end. Now, our lessons for today, if you've noticed, are about a call. But the call is different from a telephone. The one who's on the other end is not somebody else, but it's God. God is there giving you a call. In our first lesson for today, God called Samuel into his ministry. He called Samuel to become a prophet or to be a speaker for God. In our second lesson for today, it's a call to everyone to remember to keep your bodies and soul pure in faith, because we are the body of Christ. In our gospel lesson today, it was a call to Philip and Nathanael to come and follow Jesus. And actually, the story right before this in our gospel lesson is the call to Andrew and Simon Peter to come and follow Jesus as well. But our lesson this morning pretty well focuses on the call to Nathanael. Jesus calls Philip to come and follow. Philip goes and finds his friend. The friend was Nathanael. And most of the conversation in our gospel lesson this morning is between Jesus and Nathanael. We know just a few things from the short verses about Nathanael. We can pick up a few clues about who Nathanael was. Nathanael was probably one of those intellectual type people, one of the brainy people, people who like to study and read and go through. And that's what he was doing. He was under the fig tree. He was studying scriptures. He was reading through the law, contemplating what God had to say for him, or maybe for all of Israel as well then too. He was a brainy sort of person, but when Philip came to him and told him, "We have found the one, come and see," Philip was ready to go. And I think we can learn something from that. You know, we enjoy our own fig tree. whatever that might be. Maybe staying at home, maybe relaxing a bit, maybe going out, going fishing or playing golf or doing handcraft stuff or whatever else. We enjoy our fig tree. But at the same time, we receive that call to come and see. If we just stay under our fig tree, there is some danger in that. Some people say, I believe in God. I'm religious, but I don't need all those other people. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to worship. I don't need to hear what they have to say. There's a danger in that, because when we get stuck in our faith, when we get stuck in our faith, we may even go stale in our faith. And if we go stale in our faith, we may start thinking false things about faith, false beliefs. We receive that invitation to come and see. It's important for us to come and see. It's important for us to come and be in worship, to be surrounded by other people, to hear that scripture read and sung and prayed and preached, to be in conversation with other people, to talk about the scriptures, maybe in Sunday school or in Bible classes or Bible studies. To hear or see those different insights from different people. Maybe your faith will grow. Something to think about, something to grow on, something to chew on a little bit is maybe listening to other people in their faith and their experiences of faith, how God has touched their lives. We need to be around other people. Sometimes we need the help from other people. We need their concern, we need the prayers that they pray for us. People also need us. They need our concern. They need our prayers for them. And we can't know about that unless we are gathered together, unless we come together. We need to get out from underneath our fig tree and come and see. Something else we learn about Nathanael here in the gospel lesson is that he's a bit skeptical. You know, young people a lot of times will soak up everything. They believe everything that's told to them. But as we start to grow up, we learn that everything that's said is not necessarily true. Just because the advertisement says that chewing gum is minty fresh, you're going to have a better personality. Well, as we learn, that maybe not always be the case. We learn that there are things out there that are not true, that are false. And so we become skeptical and we're leery of anything new or anything that may involve us in different things. Philip came to Nathanael and said, "We found the one, we found the Messiah." And Nathanael is skeptical. When Philip tells him that he is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth, he says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth was a little bit close to home. Philip and Andrew and Nathanael and Simon Peter were all from that same area that Jesus grew up, around Galilee. And it was just a little bit too close to home to think that the Messiah, the Son of God, can be coming from so close from where you grew up. It'd be like me telling you, the next president of the United States will be from Nordheim. I imagine you might be a little bit skeptical. Now, it's not nothing to say bad against the people of Nordheim. They're good people there. You know these people. Some of them are your relatives. Some of you even live there in Nordheim. It's good folks. But for me to say that the next president's going to be from Nordheim, you become a little bit skeptical because you start to think, I know these people. Who is it? Who's qualified in Nordheim to be president? There may be a number of people who are qualified, but who is willing to take the job? Who could be elected? We become skeptical. Nathanael was skeptical, but Philip says to Nathanael, "Come and see." We too become skeptical many times in our matters of faith. Sometimes things happen to us and we question, why did God let that happen? We become skeptical. We become skeptical of church. Why should we even be there? Or we become skeptical of other people that we can't count on them. And so I have to do it myself. So why not do religion myself? But the truth is that the work of Christ may be calling you. We are all involved in this body of Christ. I know our second lesson talked about we are the body of Christ, and therefore we ought to keep our bodies pure in faith. And being the body of Christ, we need to rely on each other. We need to count on each other. And at the same time, we need to get out from under our fig trees and hear that call. Otherwise, we miss opportunities. And this morning, we heard several opportunities here in our announcement time that we do need people. We need people for that servant ministry. We need people for that cradle workshop. We need people for the soup and sides. We need people to help in many different ways. Those are just a few of the things of how God calls us to come out from underneath that fig tree and come and see, come and do, come and work, come and serve, come and be a part of this body of Christ. One other thing that we learn about Nathanael is that even though he's skeptical, even though he enjoys his fig tree sitting under there and reading scriptures and studying the law, he's maybe also a bit curious, because when Philip says, come and see, what's he do? He gets up and he goes. He goes to see Jesus. And when Jesus calls him, he is ready to follow. When Jesus tells something, just a little bit about Nathanael, Philip says, you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And Nathanael is ready to follow Christ. Maybe within us too, there is a bit of curiosity. Maybe there's a little bit of room to grow. Maybe there's some hope for this world yet. But we need to get out from underneath that fig tree. We need to come and see. We need to answer that call when God calls each and every one of us into a particular service, into a particular way of helping, into a particular way of being a member of that body of Christ. God calls us, come and see. Let's get up and go. Let's get away from our fig trees. Amen.